This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The death toll has gone up to 111 in the Maui wildfires, and the island's head of emergency management is fending off criticism over his decision not to activate warnings as the flames approached. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti asked Chief Herman Andaya,
"Do you regret not sounding the sirens?"
"I do not."
"So many people said they could have been saved if they had time to escape. Had a siren gone off, they would have known that there was a crisis emerging."
"The sirens is used primarily for tsunamis. The public is trained to seek higher ground in the event that the siren is sounded. Had we sounded the siren that night, we're afraid that people would have gone malka. And if that was the case, then they would have gone into the fire."
Crews still have more than half the search area to cover in their quest to find additional victims. A woman's been arrested for allegedly threatening to kill the federal judge overseeing former President Trump's election case in Washington. CBS's Robert Legarry.
A Texas woman, Abigail Jo Schrey, is accused of calling Judge Tanya Chutkan on August 5th, 2023, and leaving a voicemail in which she said, quote, "You are in our sights. We want to kill you."
A Canadian woman is scheduled for sentencing in Washington next hour for mailing poisonous ricin to then-President Trump and to Texas law enforcement officials. CBS News has learned negotiations are underway over Mr. Trump's surrender to be processed in Atlanta after he was hit with criminal charges in Georgia this week. A new report claims military academy leaders need to do more to address misconduct. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The Pentagon study insists leaders at the Army, Navy, and Air Force academies must work with students to stop everything from hazing to sexual assaults. A recent report found one in five female students said they had experienced unwanted sexual contact. That was the highest number since the Defense Department began collecting data many years ago. Sexual assaults jumped 18%.
Driverless shuttles are headed to Central Florida.
Beginning later this month, you can be driven around the city of Orlando in a self-driving bus. It's called the Swan Shuttle, with Swan standing for Shuttling with Autonomous Navigation, and it can seat up to 8 people. It will take passengers on a 1-mile loop throughout the downtown area for free. Jen Clark, CBS News.
Britney Spears is headed to divorce court again. She's reportedly hired attorney to the star's Laura Wasser to represent her after her husband of 14 months, Sam Asghari, filed legal papers. Spears has been divorced twice before. S&P futures up 15. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If this were...
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Canadian wildfire smoke is once again triggering a statewide air quality advisory, which will last through Monday at 6 a.m. Wildfires north of the border have caused several air quality alerts this summer. Earlier this year, air quality was the worst it's been in over a decade, with a late June stretch causing the air quality in Wisconsin to drop to the worst in the world for a couple of days. Officials say to limit time spent outdoors, especially children and people with health conditions, when air quality is unhealthy. A national trucking company that recently filed for bankruptcy is making layoffs in Wisconsin. Yellow Corporation said 46 employees in Toma and 9 more in Eau Claire will lose their jobs as the company deals with its financial issues. Other Wisconsin locations are impacted as well, with Nina laying off 86 employees. 261 employees are being laid off in the state of Wisconsin. According to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the company has 22,000 employees nationwide. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on a Thursday morning. We got 70 degrees in Richland Center right now, and it's 64 degrees in Eau Claire. Looking for highs today in the low to mid 70s. A breezy day around most parts of western Wisconsin. And by the way, if you have an opinion on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And stick around, because coming up later this hour, we're going to have a guest from Planned Parenthood. I know there are a lot of myths and misconceptions about what Planned Parenthood does. And so we'll have somebody on from the organization talking about the mission of the organization, its history, and what is offered to people in western Wisconsin or from Planned Parenthood. So stick around for that. And also, the next story I wanted to get to was, let me ask you, have you heard that Donald Trump wants to do a news conference to refute the allegations, the Georgia allegations about him trying to fix the election? There's a story here in Yahoo News Says Trump's legal advisors urge him to cancel the press conference to refute the Georgia allegations, according to sources. And it says former President Donald Trump's promised press conference to refute the allegations in the indictment handed up by the Fulton County District Attorney's Office is now very much in doubt. Multiple sources familiar with the matter tell ABC News. Sources tell ABC News that Trump's legal advisors have told him that holding such a press conference with dubious claims of voter fraud will only complicate his legal problems, and some of his attorneys have advised him to cancel it. Does Trump ever listen to anyone, or does he usually just run his mouth? Trump announced a planned press conference with a social media post shortly after he and 18 co-defendants were indicted late Monday in Georgia. He said he would present, quote, a large, complex, detailed, but irrefutable report on the presidential election fraud which took place in Georgia, end quote. Georgia's Republican governor responded to that with his own social media post declaring, quote, the 2020 election in Georgia was not stolen. For nearly 3 years now, anyone with evidence of fraud has failed to come forward under oath and prove anything in a court of law, end quote. Campaigning in Iowa, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he agreed with Kemp, and so did former Vice President Mike Pence, who said on Wednesday the Georgia election was not stolen. Georgia's 2020 presidential election has been thoroughly examined and re-examined. The results were confirmed in three separate counts, including a hand count of nearly 5 million ballots cast in the state. Under Attorney General Bill Barr, Trump's own Justice Department looked at allegations made by Trump, and so did the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. So evidently his lawyers and his advisors are telling him to just let it go for now. But what do you think the chances are? I don't know. Sometimes it seems like no matter who's talking to him and telling him to calm down and don't talk, it seems like that kind of eggs him on even more. And he wants to make up all kinds of stuff, get out in front of the cameras and tell us what he wants us to believe. I mentioned the story during the headlines at the beginning of the show that a judge has dismissed the suit seeking to remove roadblocks set up by Wisconsin's Lac des Flambeaux tribe. This is a story we've touched on a few times in the past couple of months. This is from the Associated Press, updated yesterday. It says a federal judge on Tuesday dismissed a lawsuit seeking to block a northern Wisconsin tribe from barricading roads on its reservation, saying the non-tribal landowners who brought the action didn't have a case under federal law. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa has been locked in a heated dispute with the town of Lac des Flambeaux and 21 non-tribal landowners since January, when tribal leaders first set up barriers on four reservation roadways they said were being illegally used. U.S. District Judge William Conley in Madison signaled in June that he wouldn't force the tribe to remove barricades while the lawsuit played out. In an order issued on Tuesday, he dismissed the lawsuit altogether and sided with the tribal council, saying it has sovereign rights over the roadways and that a federal court doesn't have the jurisdiction to force it to keep the roads open to the public. About a decade ago, land agreements expired that allowed non-tribal people to use the roads to move onto reservation land and to build homes and businesses there. The agreements haven't been renewed. Title companies representing the landowners want permanent right-of-way agreements, but the tribe has said it's only willing to offer 25-year leases. In February, landowners brought the lawsuit seeking to remove the barricades, and the tribe agreed in March to open the roads for 90 days in exchange for $60,000. The U.S. Department of Justice filed a separate lawsuit in May asking Conley to force the town of Lac des Flambeaux to pay damages to the tribe for failing to renew the land agreements. In negotiations with the town, the tribal council adopted a resolution that month calling for access payments to be set at $22,000 for the month of June, an increase by $2,000 every month going forward. So far, the town has complied. How much longer can they comply, though, if the rate is increasing at $2,000 per month? I'll try to keep you up to date on that as we move forward. Got 9:15 and a half right now, almost 9:16, actually. And I want to give you a little bit of the story about electric cars. Have you ever thought about buying an electric car? Have you thought about, and if you have you thought about which company you would want to go with? Well, there's a new company. This is according to CNN, just posted today. It's a Vietnamese company. A Vietnamese electric car maker is now worth more than Volkswagen and Ford. So how did that happen? It says one of Vietnam's biggest automakers has made a big splash on its entry to Wall Street, pushing its market capitalization above that of industry giants such as Volkswagen and Ford. The company is called VinFast, an electric vehicle maker. It enjoyed a red-hot debut in New York on Tuesday after merging with a special-purpose acquisition company called Black Spade Acquisition. Shares of the newly combined company skyrocketed 270% on the NASDAQ. On their first day of trade, they opened at $22, more than double the initial price of $10, and closed at $37. The surge propelled VinFast's market cap above $85 billion. And that's more than Volkswagen or Ford. Interesting. So if you're thinking about getting an electric vehicle, who knows? It may not be Ford or a Chevy or even a Volkswagen. It may be one of these VinFast vehicles. We're going to take a quick break. Stick around. We got a guest on the other side of the break, a representative from Planned Parenthood. And if you have anything you want to add to our conversation today, feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility, you have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
For over
a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cooler and a lot less humid today, but we're also going to have some of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires here this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, mostly sunny, a little breezy with a high of 75 today. Wind will be northwest at about 15 to 25. Tonight, 51. Tomorrow, sunny, 79. By the weekend, it gets hot. Saturday, sunny with a high of 91. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
You just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on a Thursday morning, 22 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock right now. It's a family affair. Now, planning a family, that's something that we should do, right? I mean, you don't want to go into it just waiting to see what happens. Planning your family is a smart thing to do, right? It is planned parenthood. That's a way to make sure, or at least to try to make sure, that you have some idea of how things are going to go when you're planning a family. Sounds like a smart thing to do, but I know that concerning the organization Planned Parenthood, there are a lot of myths, misunderstandings about what they do and what their mission is. So I thought it would be good to have a representative of the organization on the radio with us, just to give us some idea of what the mission of the organization is, some of their history, and what they provide for people in Western Wisconsin. So joining us on the phone now is Joella Strebel, and she's from Planned Parenthood, and she's going to give us some information today. Joella, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, and I want to thank you for joining us today. And as I was mentioning to our listeners, I know there are some misunderstandings about Planned Parenthood and what they do, and some myths about the organization. Not everybody knows what Planned Parenthood does. And for my entire life, I've always looked at Planned Parenthood like, you know, a good organization that people go to for their health care. I first found out about Planned Parenthood when I was in college, and I know lots of my friends over the years have relied on Planned Parenthood for different things. And so what I wanted to do was have you come on the radio and help us to understand the mission of Planned Parenthood and what the history of the organization is and what the organization provides for people in Western Wisconsin. So why don't you give us a little bit of the mission of Planned Parenthood. What is the organization trying to do? What is the mission of the organization?
Sure. Thank you so much for the question and for just the opportunity. As you said, there are a lot of myths and misconceptions, and so we always appreciate opportunities to clarify what we're about and what we do. And so the mission of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is just to empower everyone, all individuals, to manage their sexual and reproductive health through our patient services, education services, and advocacy work. And so the services that we provide healthcare services throughout the state of Wisconsin, both at in-person health centers and also through telehealth services. We also offer a birth control by mail program. So particularly of interest to some of our rural patients and people who can't easily get to one of our health centers, we're able to offer birth control via mail where it just comes right to your door. Some of the healthcare services that we provide, as I'm sure you know, people often associate Planned Parenthood with abortion, and people will contend that that is, you know, mostly what we do, or that's where, you know, all of our funding comes from, or that sort of thing, which is, it's simply not the case and never has been. As I'm sure you and maybe your listeners know, we have had to suspend abortion services, and so for more than a year now, that has been, you know, 0% of our work. But the healthcare services, some of the healthcare services that we provide include birth control. We also do gynecological exams, including, you know, evaluating and treating various infections. We do preventive health exams. We can help manage early pregnancy complications, pap tests and follow-up care for abnormal pap tests, STI screening and testing and treatment. Various cancer screenings and pregnancy testing and options, HIV testing and education, some vaccines that we offer in our health centers. And so there is an array of healthcare services that are offered to folks of all genders. I think another myth or misconception is that we are a women's healthcare organization. And while many, the majority of our patients are women, we do offer services to people of all genders, including men. And recently in Milwaukee, we have begun to offer vasectomy services. So there's quite a range of services that we provide in the healthcare arena, in addition to our education and advocacy work.
Yeah, that sounds like there's a lot going on there. And we do have to take a break. And then when we come back, and by the way, Joella, are you available to stay for one more segment?
Yeah, sure.
Great. When we come back for the break, I'm going to ask you a little bit about the history of the organization and how it came into being, and also about locations that our listeners may be able to visit on the west side of Wisconsin. We'll do that after we get back from a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Maui's Emergency Management Administrator Herman Andaya is defending his decision not to activate warnings when flames from last week's deadly wildfires neared.
There are no sirens, Mauka, or on the mountainside where the fire was spreading down. So even if we sounded the siren, it would not have saved those people on the mountainside.
The death toll is at 111. Abigail Schrey of Texas has been arrested after allegedly sending a racist-threatening voicemail to the federal judge assigned to former President Trump's federal election conspiracy case. CBS's Robert Legarry.
CBS News reached out to her federal public defender, who did not respond to our request for comment. Schrey remains detained pending trial after a judge ruled conditions could not be met to release her.
Sentencing next hour for a Canadian woman who pleaded guilty to sending then-President Trump poisonous ricin. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Canadian wildfire smoke is once again triggering a statewide air quality advisory, which will last through Monday at 6 a.m. Wildfires north of the border have caused several air quality alerts this summer. Earlier this year, air quality was the worst it's been in over a decade, with a late June stretch causing the air quality in Wisconsin to drop to the worst in the world for a couple of days. Officials say to limit time spent outdoors, especially children and people with health conditions, when air quality is unhealthy. A national trucking company that recently filed for bankruptcy is making layoffs in Wisconsin. Yellow Corporation said 46 employees in Toma and 9 more in Eau Claire will lose their jobs as the company deals with its financial issues. Other Wisconsin locations are impacted as well, with Nina laying off 86 employees. 261 employees are being laid off in the state of Wisconsin, according to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. The company has 22,000 employees nationwide. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Show on a Thursday morning. We got 9:34 right now. It is 67 degrees in La Crosse, and it's 70 degrees in Richland Center. Most areas in western Wisconsin looking for highs today in the low to mid-70s. Going to be breezy. Some of that haze moving in from the wildfires later on in the day in some areas. And right now we are discussing the idea of parenthood and planned parenthood. A good thing to do if you are someone of childbearing years, plan things out ahead of time, and hopefully it'll work out just the way you planned. But we have a representative joining us on the phone from Planned Parenthood. Give us some background on that organization, its mission, its history, and what is offered to people in Western Wisconsin. Joella Strebel is on the phone with us from Planned Parenthood. And we were going to discuss some history. Joella, can you give us some history of the organization?
Sure. So the history with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, it began in Milwaukee way back in 1935. A group of volunteers opened the Maternal Health Center in Milwaukee, which later became Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin began to expand outside of Milwaukee, opening health centers in other communities, initially closer to Milwaukee in the late 60s. And then throughout the 70s, 80s, and through today have continued to expand our coverage throughout the state of Wisconsin. So today we have 22 healthcare centers as well as two telehealth locations. One of those is in Sparta and one is in Beloit, where people can access telehealth services, and have expanded to just grow our comprehensive sex education programming, our advocacy work into the Planned Parenthood that is well established all across the state today.
Yeah. And so my listeners, people that listen to this program, may be in or around La Crosse, Eau Claire, Richland Center, Amory, and Hayward. What does Planned Parenthood offer for people that may be listening to this program? Are there locations, and where are the locations in Western Wisconsin? And also you mentioned telehealth too, which may be a good way for some of our listeners to contact the organization or to work with the organization. Give us a little more information about where the locations are.
Sure. So I'm in La Crosse. I've lived in La Crosse most of my life. And pleased to report that we have a health center in La Crosse at 1201 Caledonia Street. Folks who are familiar with La Crosse or from the area might remember that as Options or Essential Health Clinic, which merged with Planned Parenthood in 2019. So we have that health center. We do also have a health center in Eau Claire. That one's at 967 West Claremont Avenue. And so that health center is available for in-person services. And then, as we mentioned, we have telehealth services, which can be accessed, you know, from your own internet in your home or that sort of thing. But we know that oftentimes people might not have a stable internet connection or might not have a private space to do that. So we do, in Western Wisconsin, have a telehealth location in Sparta, which is in the Cooley Cap office. And I need to find the address for that one because I don't have that one memorized. But that one is, it's the Cooley Cap office, which is at 217 North Black River Street in Sparta, where people can have a private space to access telehealth services. And for folks to, obviously not all services can be completed over telehealth, but there are quite a few that can. I mean, we can do things related to prescribing birth control, emergency contraception, and different things like that through telehealth. And those appointments can be booked online. So people can visit our website, which is www.ppwi.org, for information about the services that are available, where they're located, and how they can access those services.
All right. And then you touched upon the issue of abortion and the fact that here in Wisconsin, since Roe has been overturned, that procedure hasn't even been available in Wisconsin. And we know that that may change at some point. But what can you tell our listeners who may be looking for that procedure? Can Planned Parenthood help them if they decide that that's what they need? Could they call Planned Parenthood to get help with that, even though It may not be in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. And one of the ways that we prepared for that decision last year was by bringing on patient navigators to help folks navigate that process and where they can access that care, where it remains legal to do so. So we can certainly still be the first stop for people in Wisconsin to inquire about abortion care and where and how they can receive that, and just help navigate, because the rules are different in different states depending on, you know, where you need to go. Truth be told, for those of us in Western Wisconsin, abortion wasn't terribly accessible in Wisconsin, you know, even when we had Roe, and many of us were traveling to Minnesota anyway, because of, you know, it was closer than the locations in Wisconsin. So we do have that support available to help people navigate that process while we continue to work and keep an eye on the legal landscape in the efforts to restore and expand abortion access in Wisconsin.
Okay. That sounds good. And let's see, I want to thank you for coming on today and giving our listeners important information and updating them on what's going on with Planned Parenthood. And before we end this segment, is there anything else that you would like to tell our listeners before you go?
Just to really emphasize that Planned Parenthood's doors are open and have stayed open and will stay open. Another of the myths that has been out there is that Planned Parenthood closed when Roe fell, and that is not the case. We are here in our communities to provide people with health care and to help people access health care elsewhere if they can't access it here.
All right. Well, Joella, thank you for coming on today. And we appreciate it. And we might have you on again sometime when the landscape changes a little bit to update us. But thank you very much for coming on today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. Joella Strebel from Planned Parenthood. Thank you very much. Aaron, why don't we go to some music and then we'll come back and talk some more.
You are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. Of tender years, I know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. Thank you.
good advice right there. Teach your children. Got Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with Jerry Garcia playing pedal steel guitar. We got 9:44 right now. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. Thanks again to Joella Strebel for joining us today, giving us an update on Planned Parenthood services they offer for people in Western Wisconsin. And before we go to our next break, I just want to get to a little bit of the story from Slate that I'm looking at, posted late yesterday afternoon. And it's about the opinions of Americans regarding our former president. It says, Americans are not really that divided about Donald Trump's conduct. It says there are two buckets into which most discourse about public opinion regarding Donald Trump's indictments can be sorted. One of those buckets is labeled Republican primary. And it's where we can put the accurate observation that each successive indictment seems to boost Trump's primary polling lead over Ron. I have never seen a worse campaign or candidate, DeSantis, even further. For what it's worth, Semaphore's Dave Weigel is reporting that DeSantis isn't dead yet in Iowa. So there's that. The other bucket is labeled Divided America. And it's where the country's headline writing editors enjoy putting polls which allegedly show that the former president's conduct divides a fretful, collectively indecisive United States along partisan lines. It's a polarized country, and we can't agree on anything these days on account of the polarization, yada, yada, you've heard it all before. On Wednesday, for instance, the Associated Press published the results of a new poll that it conducted with the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research under the headline, Americans are divided on partisan lines over Trump's actions in election cases. But are they really? While it's true that about 50% of Americans will say in any given poll that they support Trump's prosecution, and that 50% is only half of the country, half of people believing something does not mean that the other half believe its opposite. In August of 1974, just before he resigned, only 57% of Americans told Gallup that Richard Nixon should be removed from office. But that does not mean that a polarized electorate was diametrically paralyzed by the question of whether Richard Nixon was a bum. They believed that he was, and they were correct. We'll get to more of this piece from Slate right after we take a quick break. It's a short one, so stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Right outside this lazy summer
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
It is going to be cooler and a lot less humid today, but we're also going to have some of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires here this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, mostly sunny, a little breezy with a high of 75 today. Wind will be northwest at about 15 to 25. Tonight, 51. Tomorrow, sunny, 79. By the weekend, it gets hot. Saturday, sunny with a high of 91. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Survivors on the expressway to your heart, 9:52 on a Thursday morning. We got 67 degrees in La Crosse right now. It is 70 degrees in Richland Center, 66 in Eau Claire, 64 in Amory, and 60 degrees way up in Hayward. Everybody looking for highs today in the low to mid 70s. Going to be a breezy day today in most areas. And just before the break, we were discussing Americans. The fact that Americans are not really that divided about Donald Trump's conduct, despite headlines that you often see about how divided America is. This piece is from Slate by Ben Mathis Lilly, posted yesterday afternoon. And I was to this point here where they were talking about looking at the data in more detail. It says the AP asked Republicans, Democrats, and independent voters about Trump's alleged attempt to interfere in Georgia's vote count in the 2020 presidential election and his role in what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021. They were given the choice of describing his behavior as illegal, calling it unethical but not illegal, saying he did nothing wrong, or saying they didn't know enough about it to answer. So they have four different options when asked about those two issues. They could say his behavior was illegal. They could say it was unethical, but not illegal. They could say he did nothing wrong, or they could say they don't know enough about it. So what are the results overall about both Georgia's vote count and what happened at the U.S. Capitol? 64% of American adults said Trump's conduct was either illegal or unethical. And only 21% said he did nothing wrong, in relation to January 6th, while only 15% said he did nothing wrong in Georgia. If you boil things down to what he did was bad or what he did was okay, Trump is a loser by margins of 64 to 21 and 64 to 15. That would be a pretty lopsided score in the United States' beloved sport of American football. And the numbers aren't even that great for Trump among Republicans. A combined 42% of Republicans told the AP that Trump's conduct in Georgia was illegal or unethical, while only 31% said he'd done nothing wrong. Regarding January 6th, 38% of Republicans said Trump behaved illegally or unethically. Those are Republicans. 46% came down on the side of nothing wrong. To be fair, with more media exposure to the particulars of the case, it's likely that responses on the Georgia question among Republican voters will end up matching responses on the January 6th question, which is to say that a plurality of them will say Trump didn't do anything wrong. That said, we're talking about a narrow plurality, and another way to frame the numbers is that only a minority of Republicans themselves are willing to say that Trump's January 6th related behavior was appropriate. If anything, it's the Republican Party that's divided on this issue, not Americans. There are limitations to what can be concluded from the data. The belief that Trump behaved unethically or illegally doesn't translate directly into support for Biden, his presumed 2024 general election opponent. Trump and Biden matchups are currently more or less even. And about half of Americans, according to a recent ABC News Ipsos poll, believe the prosecutions of Trump are politically motivated, which, to quote the 1996 feature film Romeo and Juliet, implies the existence of a sizable pox on both their houses tranche. And you can go back further than 1996 for Romeo and Juliet, right? That said, the next time you read the phrase "Americans are divided on Trump behavior," you should mentally replace it with the phrase "Americans divided on Trump behavior," like so. About half think it was criminal, a sixth or so think it was bad but not illegal, a fifth think it was fine, and the remaining, counting on fingers for 45 seconds, two-fifteenths have, blessedly, not read a news headline in decades, if ever. Then you should go outside. Summer's almost over. That's the way the piece ends, from Slate, about the supposedly divided Americans, although it looks like it's more like the Republicans that are divided. So that about wraps up another show. Thank you for tuning in today, 9:57 right now. Hope you have a great day today, and I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. La, la, la. Thank you.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.